You're with SBS Radio.
Sa ibang balita naman, nagdeklara ng unang polio outbreak ang Pilipinas. Ngunit ayon sa Polio Australia, ang panganib ng sakit na kumalat mula sa Pasipiko patungo sa isang lokal na populasyon ay kalimitang mangyari. Narito ang ulat ni Bethan Smoliniak na ating sinalin sa wikang Filipino. Kinumpirma ng Department of Health ng Pilipinas ang unang kaso ng polio simula nang ang bansa at Pasipikong rehiyon ay naging polio-free mula sa sakit noong taong 2000. Isang 3 taong gulang na babaeng bata mula sa Lanao del Sur ang unang nakilala o nakakuha ng virus. Nakita din ang highly infectious viral disease sa sewage system ng Maynila at Davao. Ayon sa Department Secretary ng DOH na si Francis Duque, ang outbreak ay maaring dahil sa kakulangan ng bakuna laban sa virus.
The average polio vaccination rate has been at 66 to 68%. So this is really insufficient, and we need a 95% vaccine rate of protection or coverage.
Ang polio o poliomyelitis ay isang nakamamatay na sakit na dulot ng polio virus. Ayon sa clinical health educator ng Polio Australia na si Paul Cavendish, maraming reaksyong dala ang polio virus.
Polio is a highly contagious virus, so it attacks our motor neurons and they're responsible for making our muscles contract, enabling us to do different movements and have, you know, a capacity to run, walk, and do various activities. It also can cause some lesions in the brainstem, which can have a wide range of effects, and particularly the most common ones are the effect it has on our capacity to breathe, talk, and swallow.
Mas madaling makakuha ng virus sa mga bata dahil mas palagi silang nakakaranas ng mga sakit sa tiyan. Sinabi ni Professor David Isaacs mula sa Pediatric Infectious Diseases Children's Hospital ng Westmead at ng University of Sydney, ang pagkabuo ng polio vaccine ay nangangahulugang hindi na magkakapolio ang maraming bata.
It used to be a devastating disease, polio. I mean, in the 1950s, 1940s in the United States, it was treated like the plague. People were petrified that their one or more children in their family would catch polio and be paralyzed forever. Very worst, it could stop people breathing. And so people sometimes ended up in iron lung, either for a period because their breathing muscles weren't working, or even sometimes for 60 years. So it was a frightening disease.
Ito din ay isang sentimento ng tagapagsalita ng Public Health Association Australia Immunization na si Angela Newbound. Sinabi niya, ang imunisasyon ang pinaka-epektibo at kasalukuyang nag-iisang depensa laban sa polio.
The best defense is immunization, making sure that all children receive their immunizations on time in the funded program, polio vaccines funded for children. So making sure that those doses are given, but also making sure that if people are planning overseas travel, to go and speak to a travel medicine expert or certainly speak to their GP.
Ang Australia ay may 75% na antas ng imunisasyon at sinabi ni Ginoong Cavendish, ang isang polio outbreak ay malamang hindi mangyari sa Australia.
Obviously, as being part of the world, every country is concerned with any cases or increasing number of cases of the polio virus. I think we need to keep in perspective, if we keep our vaccination levels high in our community, then the risk for people in Australia is still quite low.
Nagbabala naman si Binibining Newbound sa mga biyahero na pupunta sa Pilipinas o kahit saan man na magpabakuna. Sabi niya, sa pag-uwi dapat ay may kaalaman sa kahit anumang sakit.
If anybody does travel and they are coming home feeling unwell in any way, phone their GP, phone ahead and say that they have just returned from travel, because it's a good idea for them to be able to triage your arrival. So if you do have something infectious, you're not sitting around in the waiting room. They would rather expect your arrival and quarantine you straight away, just in case.
Umaasa si Professor Isaacs na hindi magtatagal ay tuluyang matatapos din ang polio virus.
Polio has almost been eradicated. 30 years ago, there were a third of a million cases, 350,000 cases of paralysis a year caused by polio in the world. And last year, there were 33 in the whole world. So there's an enormous reduction. But there are a couple of countries that are still struggling to immunize well.
Samantala, nagtutulungan naman ang World Health Organization, UNICEF at Pilipinas upang makontain ang sitwasyon.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.